It is Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Tommy of Prong. Welcome to Portland.
Hey, Susie from MERP.
MERP is music, interviews, reviews, and photos.
Nice.
So that's how we came up with that. So you are touring on your newest release, Zero Days, and I hear your set tonight is a mix of old loved Prong songs and new songs.
Yeah, I mean, we have to play the good old hits like Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck, so I prefer playing those. I mean, the new ones are really hard to sing and play, so what we do is we have a new video out. It's for the song Forced Into Tolerance, so if you haven't seen that, check that out. And we start out the set with that, and then we do Divide and Conquer, however it may end, and Forced Into Tolerance, and then we do usually a song from the one or two songs from the newer releases, which is Carved Into Stone, No Absolutes, Ruining Lives. So, we have like four studio records in the last 6 years and, six records in the last 5 years, including a covers record, Songs from the Black Hole, and then a live record called Unleashed in the West, too. So we've been doing a lot of records, and we want people to be familiar with those songs. And then, the classics, Lost and Found, Beg to Differ, Unconditional.
I have like 10 things to ask you because I'm such a fan.
So cool.
You touched on most of them. I love Cleansing. I think that's probably the most common album that everybody loves. Do you have, since 2012, I know you've put out 2012, 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18?
Yeah, I think it's 2018. Yeah.
I can't remember if it was the end of 2017 or not. Do you put out those albums so quickly because you have so much material, or because you want to keep in front of fans because there's so much music, or is it like a money issue?
It's not a money issue. I really don't get any money out of it. By the time we record and everything, the budget's all gone. I do see some money coming to make up for that from, other sources like, through streaming and through radio play. But, I just want to get a legacy going. Like, I want to make up for the lost time. I mean, before we started the recording, you did an interview with Ministry, who I played for like 6 years. And, I was contributing, but I wasn't really getting, any publishing royalties from it. And I figured to start doing Prong again. And then, I did years with Danzig, who I still play with. And, I feel this lost time, so I just want to have more records out by the time, I kick the bucket. It would be good to have this whole mass of Prong records that keep the legacy going. And that's the impetus. But I do have a lot of material. Like, with digital technology these days, I could, do stuff at home, bring it into the studio, finish it up with the band. And there's a lot more tools now in order to make records really fast.
I read that you said you felt like Prong has never really peaked. What would be that milestone that you could say, okay, we've peaked?
I think I've relinquished those big explosive goals right now. I mean, I sort of like, my main goal is to like really be consistently enjoying the experience, and that's important to me. Where even when we were like way more popular and we were, on the covers of magazines and everything, I was kind of like miserable, like I didn't really enjoy it that much. So now I'm trying to like make amends to myself and enjoy the experience and have fun making records and trying to do the best I can, really.
I told you I love Prong. It's one of my favorite bands.
Oh, thank you.
I am the most like modest headbanger, I don't. But Prong, Pantera, and Sepultura with Max, I go crazy. So I'm really excited for tonight.
Cool. So. Yeah. No. I mean, it should be pretty cool.
I read that you, for Zero Days, you wanted it to be modern as well as holding justice to the catalog of Prong. Is that hard to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to do. We really have to see what holes have to be filled when making a record. Like, for instance, right when I came out of the box and I started writing for the record, I had, like, some strong, like, thrashy ideas. And then I work a lot with my producer, this guy Chris Collier, and I throw ideas against him, and he was like, those are cool, and it's like, we should try to get something, a little throwback going, And he went and listened to like Rude Awakening, and he threw a couple ideas at me, and then we came up with the song Divide and Conquer together. So, you know, we try to balance it out. I mean, Prong is not a straight ahead thrash band, so you know, we try to mix it up. I mean, there's sort of like industrial metal and you know, in there, and you know, punk rock and post-punk, so you know, I like to make sure that that's covered in making a record. And then, like, I don't want to sound like a bunch of, you know, like a complete legacy band at the same time. So, there's just a couple of new things thrown in each record. Maybe they're not really that decipherable, but I think we really did that even more, especially on No Absolutes, which had a really good youthful vibe to it. And, you know, this one is more of like a mature modern record, I think, Zero Days. It's a little more stylized. And Zero Days was, I mean, No Absolutes had that youthful thing in there, but it was a little more raw, you know. This one, I think that we spent a lot of time getting everything a little bit more precise on it.
You're doing something right, because if you look at many bands from the 80s, they kind of become a novelty. And you still stay relevant. So I think it is, you know, keeping up with technology, or not trends, because Prong is its own thing, but I mean...
I think the technology, that's a good point. I think the technology has a lot to do with it. Because, I mean, I come from when we recorded on tape and, like, a real recording studios, and I'm always willing to see new things, like, with what's going on. Like, you know, when we did Rude Awakening, and that was... where, you know, samples started coming around, I was like, yeah, let's go for that. And now, you know, like having a young guy that helps produce the Prong records, he's always has, you know, he's really up on top of like modern recording and what we need to do. So I'm always, I love it. I don't feel opposed to that.
I love that lyrically you're really aware of the world. I was reading those, and I wondered, is it easier nowadays with... certainly with the internet and immediate information, but like with the state of politics and the world and things like that, do you have a lot more material than you've had in the past?
I think it is easier. I don't have to carry, you know, 30 books around with me. You know, I got a Kindle, and, you know, I could have, you know, 8,000 books on there. And then with the plethora of websites, which, as we all know, are questionable in their authenticity at times, but I refer to that. And then, you know, as far as the books go, like, you know, like, you know, the, like, anything from philosophy to Eastern religion, I'll look at, and just to try to get ideas. And now with podcasts, are great to listen to, because, and that's something new for me. I was like, I didn't even know about them until really about 6 months ago. And, you know, I never finished college, so I was like, oh, man, like, I had this, there's so much information out there that you could somehow become a little bit familiar with. You know, I don't remember half the stuff that's on the podcast that I listen to, but at least get some background and be intrigued by some new information. So it's a lot easier these days.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing with podcasts and things like that. You can almost study anything you want.
Exactly.
And then like, go challenge in college or something. I didn't graduate either, so.
Yeah.
There's two questions I have to ask you, so I'm just going to get them out of the way. This is going to be a weird one, but, okay, bangers, anthems, thrashers, and grooves, I read, are all necessary to make a Prong record. So maybe the word I'm looking for is in one of those, but I've always tried to figure out what it is about Prong and have a word to describe the guitar playing, because it's like circular, but it's sharp.
Yes.
Is there a word for that? I mean, it's not chugging. It's not... How do you describe that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we go way back before the djent movement. And, like, I think a lot of the bands today, like, the whole djent attitude about guitar playing, which is like percussive, has always been a little bit part of it. And, like, I sort of moved away from it a little bit. But I usually mix that up with, like, actual traditional chord patterns, too. So, you know, like, djent music doesn't seem to really... acknowledge like the old rock and roll as much as Prong does. So, you know, I still, you know, enjoy my Kiss records and, you know, the Iggy Pop and the Stooges and even Ramones and old punk rock, etc. So, you know, for me to like completely abandon that and be just all, you know, percussive and strictly metal is not me. So I really don't know the word. Years ago I would call it a techno guitar, like on Rude Awakening. That was my whole thing, was like, you know, I'm going to do this techno guitar stuff, which is unbelievable percussive. It's almost like somebody playing keyboards. So it was like almost like guitars that were sampled, but they weren't sampled.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to find a word for it. Pantera had some of it too.
They're percussive or groove metal or they had that staccato guitar patterns, and you know that was part of the. I think it was part of the whole groove metal phenomenon that is really in the 90s, you know, it comes from that.
The other question I have to ask you is, so Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck is covered by so many bands.
Yes.
I know locally, you know, on albums and things like that. Do you ever, first off, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I love that. I mean, you know, like I'm a bit of a narcissist, so it's like, you know, that anything, people covering your songs is really great. This band Power Trip, they covered a Prong song and the song called Brainwave, and then this band Due Scented did Steady Decline, and then there's numerous bands like 6 Feet Under did Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck, and a lot of other bands. I just think it's fantastic. I wish it would happen more.
Do you ever listen to a version and be like, oh, I wish I would have done that, or that's even better?
Not really. The Power Trip version of Brainwave is pretty damn good, though. I mean, they're all good. I mean, I haven't heard one that I didn't like, you know. So, you know, it's they seem to be, for some reason, really stick to the attitude of the song of Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck. A lot of no one's really gone off on a crazy tangent on it.
It's like some blues version.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because the song is awesome, that's why. So you have 10 songs written for the newest release I read, maybe more at this point, and you're hoping to get like 3 singles out for 2018?
I think it's down to 2. So speaking with my manager, they wanted to release a new album in February, so hopefully by November, we'll have 2 singles out, new ones. I mean, a lot of the stuff I started writing too is like initially I was like, you know what? I'm not even thinking Prong on it. I was thinking of like a solo record. So we'll have to see how those songs work out, and you know that it's going to be interesting. That's for sure. It's like they're going to be a hard sell on some people. So we'll have to see.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I mean, hit me up on Twitter, and which is Prong Music, and Facebook, and like us on Facebook, and it's Prong the Band on Instagram, and just keep in contact on social media. And we have a tour with Helmet starting in May.
East Coast, though. Are you coming
here? No, we're trying to do it out here, but I don't know if that's going to happen, so... I think it would be great to do like Canada and then you head over to BC and then come back down here again with Helmet. So we have to see. I mean, I'm concerned about it. We were talking about the Helmet Prong tour for years now, and it took that long to make it happen. So like another leg of the tour, the way things roll with this seems the 2 camps, it seems to take a while for anything that really get solid, but at least we got the East Coast, Midwest, and Southern dates solid.
It's almost worth flying out there.
Yeah, I mean, come on out. I mean, but a Portland show would be amazing. You know, I mean, this is. It's almost like anywhere in the Pacific Northwest is cool, and Cali. You know, it seems like that's more of our home ground these days.
We'll try to come in the summer. It's much nicer here.
It's always nice in Portland.